Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know if you all have been noticing what I've been noticing over these, especially this last year and a half. We've been having baptisms, it seems like, one after the other after the other. No, we're not having a baptism today, but there's something really remarkable going on here at the Church of the Good Shepherd. I don't know if it's just a generational thing, folks moving back to Corpus Christi, or it's just the special nature of this community that is drawing and attracting so many new people into our midst. Kids and young families, our children's chapel is busting out with kids. And I think it's contagious. I think it draws upon itself. And I just want to thank all of you for your participation and your support of the life and ministry of this wonderful church that we call home. At this time of year, every year, your staff, your clergy, and your vestry are focused on two really important things, and that is getting through the year in the black, and focusing on the upcoming year, which is 2018. And so we're planning ahead so that we can continue to do all of the wonderful things that we do here to support and sustain our Christian community and our life and mission together. Every year, I want to reiterate that our budget is a faith budget, that we operate on faith. You operate on faith. We operate on faith. It is all faith, and God is in the middle of that every year. It is based on, your generosity and our willingness to step up and make sure that we can, stand in the gap to the very end. It's never guaranteed, and that's the exciting part. You ought to see the new vestry members that come on every year, and it's a real learning process as you look at church finance and you realize that that it truly is faith. And again, this year, we need everybody to step into that place. But God has always shown us over and over and over that He's with us. And there's no doubt that He'll continue to do that. You should have received a letter in the mail just kind of detailing where we are and what our stewardship plan is. Every year that we send out a commitment card. Next Sunday, we have our commitment Sunday. And so I ask that each of you prayerfully consider, what your commitment for the upcoming year is in 2018, and that we bring those cards to the altar and we present them before our Lord and ask God's blessing upon them. Now, these cards are just a forecast of the upcoming year. This commitment that you make is not in blood. It's not binding. It is a hopeful expression of what you are hoping to do next year, understanding the fact that, life happens and things change and certain things are completely beyond our control. But we ask you to, keep the church as a priority in your own lives. Keep it up there, with the other things that you are doing. We ask that you consider increasing your commitment from year to year. Not just staying where you are, but stepping up as you are able, working towards that tithe. Because the church needs all of us working together to make our full commitment so that we can continue to thrive in the way that we are thriving right now. It doesn't just happen without us all working together. We believe our mission, the mission that we hold central, which is changing lives and sharing Christ, we believe that this has the real impact that we all seek. And that we all share. It's why people want to be here It's why they come in the door and why they stay. And I can't think of any greater impact in a person's life than offering the peace that comes from knowing Christ. That is what we yearn for. We yearn for a peace that is greater than the changes and chances of our chaotic world. And that's what the Apostle Paul is offering us this morning in his words to the church at Philippi. And keep in mind, Paul is speaking from a prison cell, which makes these words even more powerful. He says some remarkable things. He says, "Do not worry about anything. Do not worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And in so doing, the peace of God, which passes all of your worldly understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." That is a beautiful promise that we hear over and over. And that's what we seek. That's what we claim. And that's why we come together to claim this peace. I know we hear those words. They sound trite. Don't worry about anything. I know it's pretty hard. Is that even possible to do? There is so much to worry about in our world today. I know that for those who keep the TV on, I mean, it's just an anxiety buster. We live in anxious times indeed. And it's so easy, if we're not careful, to let our fear rule our heart and our mind. That's our natural inclination. That's where we go without something to guard us, something to uphold us. And you might ask, how in the world could Paul even say these words when he's sitting in a prison cell and his life is on the line? And he says, "Do not worry." Where does that come from? How can he say that? What is it that gives him that, you know, that ability to not consider his own circumstances, but to look to something bigger? Certainly not natural. It's something that he's learned and experienced. It's something that each one of us can learn and experience as well. You know, the Bible talks about changed lives, and that's truly what we profess. It's not something that we do on our own, but it's something that God does in us and through us as we claim His presence. Through our deliberate prayers, through our requests, through our thanksgivings, as Paul says, God is present. God is present, and in His presence, He is guarding our hearts. He's guarding our minds. He's keeping us focused on Him. And there is this peace that is bigger than the worldly understanding that we have. Bigger than, you know, I always say, they don't teach me this in school, you know. It's not something that's logical. It's not a worldly wisdom. It is something that we learn by walking day to day with Christ in our life. This gift of the Holy Spirit is part of our relationship that Christ is with us. And it's not about the absence of fear, but it's about the presence of something more. And that's what we yearn for. That's what we need. That's what the world needs. This Christian peace is not the absence of trouble. Lord knows, we all have troubles. Some worse than others. All of us are dealing with challenges. Jesus Himself says, in this world you will have trouble. But He says, take heart. I have overcome the world. I've overcome the world. You know, it's especially in the midst of our troubles that we're called to hang on for dear life to Jesus. We're called to remember the loving Lord and His presence, His overcoming, and the fact that He's working out all things for good for those who love Him, those who are called according to His purpose. This is a secret that's no secret. And Paul says that the secret of this peace comes by loving God above everything else. And that's something we got to practice doing, because the world is calling us to love all kinds of other things that aren't going to deliver what they promise, not going to give us what they say they're going to give us. When we focus on Jesus and the things that are true, the things that are honorable, the things that are just, the things that are pure and commendable, Paul says, there you will find the peace. So let's be disciplined with our heart and our mind, what we allow ourselves to consume, to focus on. There's a lot of things to be scared about. But there is something that has overcome that. When we set our heart and our mind on the things that are of this world, we will not be at peace. But when we set our heart on the thing that is unchanging, the thing that stays the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, no matter what our circumstances are, your peace will never be taken away. The rock, the foundation, is sure. So when I think about our mission here at the Good Shepherd and of changing lives and sharing Christ, and the most significant thing that we have to offer ourselves and the world, I think about this blessing of peace. This peace that comes from knowing Jesus, walking with Him every day, and sharing Him with others. It's not about how much money we have or how much education we have or how well-dressed we are. It's about this thing that can never be taken away. Each one of us has a story to tell of how God has entered into our lives and transcended our circumstances in giving us a peace. And so we too have a mission like Paul's, to know Christ more and more each and every day and to experience this peace, this joy that passes all understanding, and to share that resurrection life with all of those who we encounter in this world that is very unpredictable always changing. But there's one thing that we know will never change, and we hold on to dear life. Amen.